I have a soft spot for Christian music. Growing up, I went to a lot of Christian music concerts. Shout out to the Supertones if anyone listening likes the Supertones. They're still, to this day, one of my favorites. And so as I've been posting a lot on Instagram now, as we've been doing this Life Lessons from the Wild, I've inevitably gotten sucked down more Instagram rabbit holes because I'm just on Instagram more. And one of those rabbit holes was a guy named Forrest Frank. And I had never heard of Forrest Frank before, but I started seeing his videos pop up, especially around a song called Good Day. And it was cool, it was catchy, it was fun, and he seemed full of life and full of joy and just really authentic as he was putting out this music. So I was playing it and the kids were loving it and we're dancing around, it's gonna be a good day, right? And they're having a good time. I'm like, who is this guy? Because then I started seeing him everywhere and I started seeing that he was, you know, one of the top viral artists out there. And I'm like, man, this is really cool that someone in the Christian music scene is getting this type of mainstream recognition. So I went down the Forrest Frank rabbit hole. I started reading about him. I started realizing he was part of another group of music that I had heard. I think they're called Surfaces. Just cool stuff. And he was making good music. And I was reading an article where they were interviewing Forrest Frank. And they were asking him, like, what your drive, like, you're pretty young, but you seem very driven to be doing this. Where'd that come from? And he said, there was a college acquaintance one time, and that this college acquaintance probably doesn't even know this, but they came up to me randomly, and they just said, hey, man, everything you're doing is awesome. I love everything you're doing. Like, you have to keep going at this because you're so good at it, and if you ever need anything, I'm here for you. And he said that completely changed the trajectory of what he was doing because of kind words from one random college acquaintance. And when I heard that, that hit home to me because as I've been putting out these Life Lessons from the Wild, there have been tons of people who have come out of the woodwork to just say, hey, I love your videos. I love what you're doing. Like, please keep doing them. You're inspiring me. You're inspiring my family. I have people who I haven't talked to since high school have reached out to me, which has warmed my heart. I have my son's kindergarten teacher watches him every day. I have people coming up to me, parents of friends say, like, please keep these going. And there's probably thousands of other people who have never even reached out to say, hey, Trav, I really, really like these. And so that has motivated me to keep going and doing these, despite the fact I said I was going to do them for 29 days in February, and now we're past February. It has been the reason that I've decided that I want to keep doing these. Now, will I do them every day, ongoing forever? That's a lot. Probably not. But it's been incredibly motivating to know there's people out there whose lives are better and who are getting value out of what I'm doing. So the big life lesson there for me, and I want you to take away from this, is just reach out. If there's something that you like that people are doing, please tell them. You have no idea how much a few kind words are going to positively impact someone and the stuff that they're doing. And it might just be the motivation that they need to keep going and to continue doing stuff that they love and to become possibly a viral sensation. So that's my homework for you today, and my mission for you today is to reach out to just one person whose stuff that you like, who you're thinking of, who you're motivated by, who you're inspired by, and just tell them. It can be someone you know, it can be someone you've never met at all, but reach out to them and tell them, and it's going to make their day a good day. It's gonna be a good day. And it's gonna be a good day for you too, because you've made someone else's day even better.